You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, we have a report about the NZME Fairfax merger decision announced earlier today. My producer, Adam Jacobson, has the story.
A delayed court decision this morning has ruled on the largest media merger in New Zealand history. In a public press conference this morning, Commerce Commission Chair David Mark Berry announced their decision upon the authorisation for NZME and Fairfax to merge their media operations in New Zealand.
We have declined to approve this merger proposal.
There are several reasons for the refusal, the first being a substantial loss of competition across the industry.
Our final conclusions on the competition analysis have remained unchanged since our draft decision. We consider that the merger would be likely to lessen competition by increasing prices and or decreasing quality in the provision of online news, Sunday newspapers and the community newspapers in the 10 areas where there is overlap between the merging parties.
The second deciding factor in the Commission's decision is will the potential merger be of any benefit to the public? They found this not to be so.
We do not consider that the merger would be of such a benefit to the public that it should be allowed. Notwithstanding our findings of some significant quantifiable cost savings benefits, in our view, the loss of plurality and quality under the merger would be significant.
This final decision comes after almost a year of deliberation, with the first initial draft determination by the Commerce Commission reviewed back in November 2016. In a tweet stating their first refusal, the Commission included the hashtag #StuffMe, an unfortunate phrasing. Subsequently, updated proposals were put forward to the Commerce Commission by both NZME and Fairfax over the past year, with each submission causing the final judgment to be delayed further. But why was the merger proposed in the first place, and what does this final decision from the Commerce Commission mean for the media in New Zealand? Exclusive merger talks started May 2016. The initial proposal outlined a demerger of NZME from its Australian partner APN, allowing for the company to be officially listed upon the New Zealand Stock Exchange. If the merger had been approved, Fairfax's NZ assets would have been folded into the listing company NZME later that year. The publicised reasons for the merger were expressed by both NZME and Fairfax's upper management as being an exciting opportunity for their shareholders. In a New Zealand Herald article, Fairfax Chief Executive Greg Highwood reinforced this.
This is an important opportunity for all of our shareholders to be a part of the future of content and journalism in New Zealand. The merger would enhance the position the businesses are in to continue to deliver high-quality local content to audiences now and in the future.
Criticism came hard and fast, with multiple submissions received by the Commerce Commission addressing concerns surrounding news coverage and independence being lost due to the formation of a monopoly. I spoke with Green Party spokesperson Gareth Hughes, who stated he stands with media commentators' criticism surrounding the merger.
Look, I think it's understandable we'd be concerned about essentially a monopoly over newspapers, the two largest news websites coming together, and the lack of media diversity in the New Zealand environment. I understand the commercial imperatives, and I note many commentators are saying we basically need to find a more sustainable way to encourage news and journalism in New Zealand, and I think many thought the merger was in fact just a panacea.
Hughes is also praising the Commerce Commission's conclusion not to go ahead, and says if the decision had been different, we would be seeing some long-term consequences.
Well, we know that job losses, unfortunately, would have been a consequence if the merger went through as the merged companies tried to find efficiencies, to use the corporate term. They were trying to tackle the decline in advertising revenue by reducing costs in the back end. What we do know is it would have been a lot less diversity in our media environment as a result.
Only time will tell what the decision will truly mean for the New Zealand media environment. Is this a turning point for the growing media concentration in New Zealand? Or will commercial dominance manifest elsewhere in the future? Adam Jacobson, BFM News.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.